I just tell stories. So Luke, the 18th chapter, starting with the 18th verse. But when you get home, I'd like you to turn to that and read it and see what you get out of it. I'm going to tell you what I get out of it. And it goes from 18:18 of Luke to 19:10 of Luke. And that will cover the whole story that I'm going to tell you. It started in Luke 18 when Jesus and the disciples were up by Samaria. And they had been there for a little while. And Jesus said, "It's getting time for Passover. We've got to get to Jerusalem." Now, Jerusalem, in a whole, was about 20 to 25,000 people that would live there. But when Passover came, it would be maybe 150 to 180,000 people that would be there. So Jesus said, "Let's get over there to Jerusalem. Passover's coming." So they all stood up and they started walking. And they hadn't gone very far when all of a sudden, a religious ruler came by, and he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, Jesus asked him a question right back. "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." If he would have said, "Well, you preach a wonderful message. You heal people. You feed people. I believe you're the Messiah," Jesus' time with him would have been entirely different. But he said instead, Master, what must I do?" And Jesus said, "Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come and follow me." He couldn't believe it. How could somebody ask you to give up all of your money that you worked so hard for? You have a family. How can I just do that? He just turned around and walked away. And when he did that, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "It is harder for a rich man to get into heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle." And the disciples said, "What are you saying, Jesus? That's impossible." And he said, "With man, that's impossible. But with God, all things are possible." And he said, "Gather around me, guys." So they all got around Jesus. And he said, "I got to tell you something." Now, this is the third time he's told them this story. He said, "Guys, we're going to go into Jerusalem. I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be accused, not truthfully, but falsely. And they're going to beat me, and they're going to kill me." I can just see John and Peter looking at each other and saying, "What is he talking about?" Because the last thing he said is, "And I'll see you 3 days later." They said, he's just telling us another story. How can we believe this? What is happening here?" And Jesus said, "Come on, guys, let's go." And they started walking. Now, they had about a 20-mile walk to walk. And so they knew they had to put some time in there. They got almost to Jericho. And there was a crowd just gathered around. And this crowd, they were excited. "That's Jesus over there. He's coming to Passover too." They were pretty excited about it. And a blind man was sitting there. And he said, "What's all the commotion?" And the guy said, "Oh, it's Jesus. Jesus is coming by." And they got so excited. They said, "Jesus is coming by?" He said, "Jesus is coming by?" And he started to yell, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the guy said, "Just be quiet, be quiet." And he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. What he was saying was, Jesus, my Messiah, have mercy on me. And when Jesus heard it, he stopped. And he said, bring that guy to me. So they brought him over. Now, in different Gospels, it's a little different because it doesn't say his name. But I believe it really was the same Bartimaeus that was in another scripture. But that's okay. We'll just not give him his name today. So here is Jesus. He looks at Bartimaeus and he says to Bartimaeus, what would you want from me? And Bartimaeus said, I want to see. I want my sight back. And Jesus said, you have it already by your faith. And Bartimaeus blinked his eyes and he could see everybody. Jesus didn't pray over him. Jesus didn't touch him. All Jesus said is, your faith has made you well. Because he didn't see Jesus like the rest did. He saw Jesus as his Messiah. We all have a way of looking at Jesus. Some days it's one way and some days it's another. But if we would really get a hold of who Jesus is and what he wants to do with our blindness of being able to see like we should, all we have to do is begin worshiping him and he'll take care of the rest. Well, blind Bartimaeus was pretty happy. And they got going and they started going again. And all of a sudden, there was a man who was in the village of Jericho. And he said, what's all the commotion about out there? Nobody would talk to this man. His name was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was one of the meanest men that the Jews ever met. He wouldn't just tax you his money that he needed to tax. He would lay on a big tax. He wasn't just a tax collector. He was called the chief tax collector. That meant he had booths all over the place in different villages, and he was gaining from every one of those booths. Wow. The people would go on the other side of the street if they saw Zacchaeus coming. And as Zacchaeus would come by him and he'd try to talk to him, they wouldn't even talk to him. Zacchaeus was the richest man probably in Jericho, but he did not have one friend. He had a huge house. He had lots of things in the house. He had slaves and servants, but he did not have a friend. Friends are so important in our life. Zacchaeus was a short man. Now, back in the time of Jesus, they say the average man was 5 foot to 5'5". Here we see Jesus 6'2" or 6'4", you know. Jesus probably wasn't that tall. And they say that because he was about 5'5", Zacchaeus was probably about 4'5". He probably was in the 4 feet range. And he could never see over anybody. And Zacchaeus got closer and closer to the people, and he said, I can't see a thing. And so Zacchaeus saw a sycamore tree. And he climbed up in that sycamore tree. And when he climbed up in the sycamore tree, he could see pretty good. But the only problem in that day was the only people that got in sycamore trees were children. If you were an adult and you got in the sycamore tree, they would laugh at you. And they could just look at where he's at. He's up in that tree. He didn't care. He wanted to see Jesus. How badly do you want to see Jesus? Well, Jesus was coming, and he watched, and he watched, and he watched. And Jesus got right under the limb that he was sitting on. And Jesus looked up at him and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I need to go to your home. Could you take us in today? We need a place to stay." The disciples and Jesus was hungry and tired. It had been a long week. Zacchaeus, it says he got down from that tree as fast as he could. And he went over by Jesus. And Jesus said, "Could I go to your home?" They started walking. The people just went bananas. They said, "Look at him. You would think he would know this is the biggest sinner in Jericho, but look at him. He's going home with him. All of us are good. We have nice homes. He could have gone to one of our homes." They were so upset that he chose the house of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus said, "Let's go." And they begin walking. And the more they walked, the more Jesus talked. And the more Jesus talked, the better Zacchaeus' heart became. And by the time they got to Zacchaeus' house, he said, "Do you know, Lord, what I'm going to do? I'm going to give half of my money to the poor. And if I have done anything bad to anybody, I'm going to repay it four times." In the Torah, Moses had mentioned this, that if you take somebody's, well, I was reading a story where a guy took a cow from a neighbor, and the cow was wandering in his yard, so he just killed it, and him and his family, and they had all the people over, and they had a great time, and the neighbor came and said, "I hear my cow was in your yard, and I want the cow back." And the guy said, "I can't give it to you. I've already killed it and eaten it." And he said, "Give me my cow back." And the leaders told him, "You're going to have to pay him four times what that cow was." I don't know if that was just a story, but I think it probably happened many times back in the time of Jesus. So here was Zacchaeus. He was having a great time with Jesus. And he told Jesus, I am going to do that. I'm going to change my way." And the people of Jericho would not allow Zacchaeus to say he was a Jew, an Israelite. They wouldn't let him. They said, "You're not part of us. You're part of the Roman government. You give the Roman government all the money instead of us." And he said, "If I've wronged anybody, I will repay them four times." And Jesus said, "The son of Abraham is here. You are of the family of Abraham. You are a true Israelite." And he was so excited. And then I can just see, now the rest of it is not in scripture, it's in my head. I like to take what I read in the scripture and make it my own. So I can just see about a week later, Zacchaeus, he was walking down to the tax place. And as he stood behind the tax place, old Phil came over. And old Phil said, "I came to pay my taxes." And Zacchaeus said, "Well, let me look at this." And he started flipping through his pages and he said, "According to my understanding, you got eight kids at home?" And Phil said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, Phil, you have paid so much in the past. I'm just going to write right by your name, paid in full. You take that money you have in your pocket to give me to me as a tax. You go home and bless your children." Phil couldn't believe it. He said, "Really?" He said, "Oh, Phil, I'm not the old Zacchaeus. I'm a brother." And Zacchaeus was so excited. He said, look at Phil go. He's acting like he's 20 years younger. Then here comes another one. We'll call him Jimmy. Jimmy said, I owe you tax money, don't I? And he looks and he says, well, you owe me tax money for this year and last year and the year before. He said, it's about time you came to pay your taxes. He said, but I know things have been hard. Why don't you give me $100 and I'll say it's clear all the way through today. They say, I read some stories on Zacchaeus, that after he had met Jesus, he totally changed to become a child of the living God. And they say that he became one of the leaders of Jericho. And some say possibly he was even among the 400 that watched Jesus go up into the sky on that day after his resurrection and his coming back. I don't know, but I know things changed in the heart of Zacchaeus. Each one of us here have had an experience with Jesus. Each one of us here have wanted him to be our Lord, and we love to worship him and talk with him. But there are times in our life when we become like the young rich ruler, and we want things our way, not God's way. But God has patience with us. Or maybe we're like the disciples. We just can't figure out what Jesus is all about. We think, boy, he healed them over there. Why isn't he healing me? Or he's answered their prayer, but I'm still praying the same old prayer. But one thing the Word of God tells us is never give up. Never give up on the Lord. His timing is perfect. And then after, maybe we'd be like blind Bartimaeus. We would read the scripture, but we wouldn't understand a word we're reading. I have done that so many times. I would read the Bible and close it, walk away and think, I don't even know what I read. Then I make myself go back, open the Bible, and read it again. And if I still don't quite understand it, I make myself read it again. I have read it up to 5 times, asking the Lord, what do you want me to see in your word today? And when he opens up our eyes to the word, it becomes life, and it changes us. Or we might be like Zacchaeus. Maybe we've strayed a little ways from God, or maybe we aren't acting like we should. But Zacchaeus, when he found Jesus, he found a brand new life. That happened to every one of us the day we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. He became our Lord, and we became his treasure. When he looks at us, he looks at us and smiles, even when we're angry. The other day, I did something I have never done before in my life. I was working on the computer, and it wouldn't do what I wanted to do, and I started yelling at it. And I sat there, and I just laughed and laughed. I said, Betty, you're talking to a thing. What you talking like that for? But the Lord wants us to know walking with him is freedom. Walking with him is joy. Walking with him is when we're going through hardships, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Go home and read Luke 18:18 through 19:10 and see what you get out of it. Let's pray. Father, we love you. You are an amazing God to serve. You understand each one of us in our own way. And Father, you hear each one of us when we even think something. We don't understand, Father, but we don't have to understand. All we have to do is accept. So Father, when your word comes in us, Might it change us day by day to become the followers that you're proud of. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much. We ask that as we close today, we just want to make sure, Lord, that we're where you want us to be. So in the next moment, might each one of us search our hearts and see where you're at in it and where we can change. Go with us, Lord. Bless whatever is happening next and help us, Father, to continue to be a family that loves each other and loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. Does anybody have any questions? I should have asked you that. Did I say something that you want explained? Okay.